So the first country we're going to take a look at tonight, one of four, is Hungary, as I mentioned. And this country is obviously preparing for elections, but also to hold the presidency of the bloc between July and December. I'm joined now by Susanna Vig, who is the programme officer at the German Marshall Fund and analyst of Hungarian politics. You're very welcome to the show, Susanna. I'm curious about some of the themes, and one that we're seeing play out in the headlines actually dates back to a story that was broken back in 2022 around a large-scale cyber attack on the IT network there of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Why is a 2022 story re-emerging here and now in the European elections build-up?
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me. Indeed, this is a very interesting and worrying story. So just very briefly, in 2022, before the parliamentary elections, investigative journalists revealed that the MFA's IT system and even encrypted channels seems to have been compromised by Russian cyber espionage attacks. At that time, Foreign Minister Szijjártó claimed that these are just lies thrown around in the campaign. But just recently, an internal report of one of Hungary's intelligence agencies was leaked, and this report seems to confirm that indeed in 2021, there have been large-scale attacks compromising hundreds of servers of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And these attacks were connected to FSB and GRU actors. So this new leak is what brought back the story up in the limelight. The government claims that no sensitive data was accessed. This is just something that was communicated today. But this raises serious questions about how Hungary treated such a sensitive issue back then and how the government is communicating about this now in light of its close ties that continue even amidst the Russian aggression against Ukraine.
It sounds like a story of the who knew what, when will continue to play out. And Irish listeners will be familiar with Hungary and particularly its stance when it has come to migration over the last few years. Is that likely to be a big flashpoint in the European elections when it comes to migration policies at the EU level?
The topic of migration continues to be a topic in Hungarian politics. It's particularly thematized by the governing Fidesz party. And the government essentially is making claims that the EU would force migrants on Hungary. Essentially, this plays into the government's anti-EU, anti-migration narratives. It's part of that. In substance, there's not much new. The narrative is the same as it was back in 2016 and ever since. This continues to be something that the government can use to mobilize its own voters, but there's little substance to the debate in Hungary around this issue.
And of course, it's been Viktor Orban who's been leading out on a lot of that narrative. But in the last 3 months, there is a new political newcomer who's pledging to end things like corruption and reverse declining what he's calling quality of life in the country. Tell us a little bit about this newcomer on the scene.
Indeed, the newcomer you are referring to is Péter Magyar. He is the ex-husband of the former Justice Minister Judith Varga, who resigned from her political positions back in January after a political scandal. Magyar entered the scene pretty much as an unknown figure, and on the very agenda that you mentioned, challenging the government's corruption. However, he has been for over 10 years a regime insider. Nonetheless, the rise that we see is really unprecedented. He became the main challenger of the governing parties, pretty much on an anti-government agenda. So even a few months in, we know quite little about his exact policy ideas, which with such a new party, it may not be a surprise. He's running more on a platform of challenging the regime than really focusing on governance issues. He himself seems to hold more national conservative values. He is ideologically close to Fidesz, but is positioning himself as more moderate. We will see how his party platform will develop in the future, especially if he takes this first hurdle of the EP elections, for which he has very good chances. He is performing over 20% with his new party, that's called TISA. But eventually he would need to build out concrete program, and he would also need to build out an organization if he wants to stand a chance later on in the parliamentary elections in 2 years.
So if elected, a lot of work to be done by a new potential opponent for Viktor Orban. But in July,
absolutely,
when the European Parliament does resume, Hungary takes on that European presidency. What do you think we can expect when that rotating presidency of the council comes up in July, and you know, Viktor Orban will be in charge of setting political agenda? Do you think migration will lead out there? What do you think European leaders can expect?
So the Hungarian EU presidency will start indeed after the, or around the formation of the new European Parliament. But also this is going to be a period when the new commission is about to take shape. So this is going to be a transitionary period. And that is going to be the main task of this presidency, to manage that transition. So in practical terms, we will have a very short period when the Hungarian presidency can actually do something about the policy agenda. So what we will see, in my opinion, is that the Hungarian government will use this as a platform to amplify its key anti-migration, anti-EU sovereigntist messages. While little will really happen in policy terms, there are a few agenda items that the government has set, like competitiveness, focus on demography and countering demographic decline, as well as trying to push ahead with the EU enlargement dossier towards the Western Balkans. Important distinction, only the Balkans, not Ukraine. But what can really practically be achieved? That's likely very little, as practical work can only start after we have a new commission, and that is going to happen sometime likely in mid-autumn.
Okay, well, we will watch with interest. Thank you so much for that, Susanna Vig, Programme Officer at the German Marshall Fund.